We are recording.
Yay!
Yes.
Yay. All right, so previously, you all went to Carthalia to bail out your sibling group who got TPK'd by a creepy bird witch.
That's right.
Cutie.
And then working with Wary Cloudfang and Evelyn, you all proceeded to Flamewing Tower, where you met up with the Order of the Flamewing, protectors of Carthalia, who are trying to work to overthrow the Empire. You met a particularly impressive Flamewing named Miriam, who was being delivered a scrying orb that used to belong to the organization's founder, Narasana. And while there, she showed you their teleportation circles and offered to enlist you all in jobs as they came up, which you all agreed to. No big deal. Shim saw a god in the flesh.
And me.
We're all totally cool about this. So, following that, you headed back to Averna to where some of Tony's siblings are staying in the Abjuration Tower to get Inari's brother Ben resurrected along with Ben's bestie Corvin. Ben was able to successfully come back, but Corvin couldn't be resurrected for whatever reason. Tony shit all over Ben for his friend dying.
Oh, no!
But Ben has experience tracking down people that shouldn't be dead.
What?
And so he's optimistic that he can figure it out.
I mean, but was he successful? No.
Technically, bro.
Didn't
yeah,
I find
didn't
him?
You contact him?
So. The same thing is going to happen, I'm sure.
He got in pretty close. He was down there, like, talking to Harita and stuff, like.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He had made it to Harita, which arguably is the NPC that we have the most contact with.
True.
Sure.
I thought I dropped some brownie, but I
don't think I did. Taiga donated some diamonds to the church to use for resurrections and wants the church to call her if any more resurrections fail. So, Ben and Inari headed off to the Sage and Ivy while the rest of you all headed to board game night at the Averna Wizard's Tower. At the Sage and Ivy, Ben and Inari spent some time with their parents, who were very delighted and slightly suspicious to see them both at the same time. And after you got done talking to your folks, you were bought a drink by a soul, a devil, fiend, or I guess a fiend, who you made a deal with and completely remembered.
And completely of my own volition.
Yep. That is correct. She used a charm effect to force you to make the deal, but according to Fiend Law, that is still valid. Mm-hmm. So,
and it makes for great RP.
Yeah. So, you all rushed to meet back up with Inari, and once there, you found out that Isolde wanted Inari simply to go on a date with somebody.
Easy peasy.
Mm-hmm. A dwarven lord named Lord Kazdrin Icebelt IV. She just needed Inari to get him to agree to go on a date with her from 6 to 8 p.m. And then most importantly, that magic not be used in that. That he went completely of his own volition and free will. So, feeling like this was kind of an easy out for that favor, you all agreed. And then the next morning,
I don't know.
You all teleported to back to Carthalia. You were just there a couple days ago. And found yourself in the middle of this loud, noisy metropolis, filled with people, and being given a mere 20 minutes to make your way into the target and figure it out. So, you went to a cafe called the Ruby Cask, where Lord Kastron Icebelt gets his daily breakfast. Through a little bit of luck, you managed to engineer a meet cute by ordering the same meal as him, and using a little bit of some tactics learned from a Legally Blonde, were able to get into a conversation with him and convince him to go with you on a date that evening.
Mm-hmm.
So, You decided to...
I mean, I think he convinced me.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Completely his idea. So, you all...
That's for sure what happened. Yeah.
So, you went to hide out in a nice hotel to keep separate from the group, just to make sure that you guys aren't linked together. Whereas everybody else kind of had a day to fuck around. So Tony immediately dressed himself up as a dandy with a cane. Oh, yeah. That looked like Benedict Cumberbatch. And as he was gallivanting about town, he felt a little hand around his coin purse. Looking down, he saw a halfling, young halfling. And when Tony called him out, the halfling scam stabbed Tony with a dagger. Surprisingly, some of the poison damage from the dagger went through to Tony.
Not cool, man.
So, Tony proceeded to make a scene calling over the guards, really overacting, really just inhabiting the character that he had created. Which wasn't that much of a problem until Tony started insulting the guards for not doing a good enough job. And then they wanted to see his paperwork for getting into the inner city. Of course, you guys didn't have any, having teleported in. And luckily, Taika rushed up pretending to be Tony's assistant. I'm sorry, Benedict Cumberbatch's assistant. And took off. Though you all were deeply concerned about why you were taking poison damage, and after a little bit of investigation, realized that all of you were taking it, even those of you that were immune to it via features. So Taika reached out to her criminal contact, Bernice the Imp, and Bernice pointed her towards a very old woman named Maeve Quill, who usually hangs out in the park. Taika went there and talked to this very old rogue, approaching 100 years old, and who was feeding the pigeons in the park. Maeve told her that the poisoning is happening to everybody in the area, and that also people like pet purses and thieves and stuff are having an easier time lately getting away from the guards. Above the table, you also have all had disadvantage to your perception checks and things. Not that your characters necessarily know that.
Mad about it.
So, Bentley sent a...
I pay good money for these features.
So, Bentley sent a prayer to Calamity, asking for her help. And wished Maeve that her final years are full of all sorts of chaos, to which Maeve replied that years plural might be optimistic. And so, you all debated on whether or not to stake out Lord Eichholt's manor, deciding to leave Suki there to watch, and inviting Suki in on the psychic whispers, much to Suki's delight. And so, the non-Denari members of the group, after dropping Suki off in front of the manor, are hanging out at a nearby hotel while Inari gets ready for her date. And as we ended the session... Inari was waiting outside the recast. Lord Icebelt's carriage pulled up. He stepped out, helped you into it, and told you to get ready for a lovely evening.
Mm-hmm. And then he stabs me and I die.
We're on session 85, right?
This is session 85. That is correct.
Yes.
Wait, can we super quick pause? I forgot to grab something.
Sure.
Excuse me.
All right, so it is the second Cecilia Queen's Day in the metropolis of Carthol, more specifically on the edge of the Manor District. Inari, you have been helped into a very fancy carriage. As you get settled in, he pounds on the roof and the driver starts go. He says, so, how are you finding the city?
I mean, it's nice. It's a good change from what I'm used to, but I don't know. They say no place like home, right?
Yes. They're in a car.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. He says, I've never been, but I hope to go one of these days.
Yeah. You should. It's lovely.
He says, And there's like kind of an awkward silence. Yeah. Basically strangers. He says, so, He says, so tell me something about yourself.
Something about myself. Well, I mean, I was going to ask you something, but this kind of fits in with that. I love clothes and I love fashion, and I haven't had a chance to see any of the fashionable shops around here, and I was thinking about maybe before I leave tomorrow trying to find a good shop. I was wondering if you had any suggestions. I can tell by your attire that you have good taste.
Yes, of course. Well, I'm assuming you're looking for some sort of couture haberdashery.
Of course.
He says, because of course nothing fits as well that's been taken from a rack.
Honestly, I feel a little sad sometimes when I'm in a room of people who clearly shop off the rack.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
Roll me a persuasion check. Okay. What's it been?
So funny. Okay. Nice.
Okay, well, I rolled the same number. That one's kind of cocked.
Is that 2 17s?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Persuasion,
yeah,
you
cocked 17.
Did you say persuasion?
Yeah.
32?
As you say that, he just smiles. So it's good to find somebody like-minded.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to find sometimes.
Someone as equally dirty rich.
Yeah.
So there's a very old haberdashery in the Manor District. Second generation, owned by elves. Mm-hmm. It's called the Starflower Haberdashery. He says the finest fabrics and materials in the entire nation, perhaps the world. Mm-hmm.
In nation/world.
He says, of course, the prices aren't for the faint of heart, but anybody who can afford to teleport here on a whim.
Yeah, it won't be an issue. I'm sure.
So, your carriage continues on. What are the three of you doing while this is all happening?
Pacing! Obviously.
Are you in your room, or are you in the dining hall room? Or?
Probably we just stay hidden, right?
Yeah, I think we just stay in our room. But maybe together.
Yeah, have we eaten?
Yeah, you guys had a wine and some food and stuff.
Because, I mean, do you have to warg into Suki and lose your sight to see through her?
I don't think she's out of range.
I
don't
think I can do that.
Ooh, gotcha, gotcha.
Mm. Also, I don't think she can do that with that's a familiar thing, not a homunculus thing.
Oh, okay.
But Suki is like, I'm still here. I can report in anytime.
That's right, she's the thing.
She says, it's awfully boring. Not a lot happening right now. How are you guys?
I mean, it's a nice night, right? Maybe we go for a walk? Mm-hmm. But separately.
Oh yeah. I mean, as
I do not want to go on a separate.
I think if we go on a walk, it has to be together.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of weird fucking shit going on.
Was there a reason we couldn't be seen together?
We just couldn't be seen with Inari.
Okay.
All. We just didn't want to.
Yeah. So we can.
Just in case. Yeah.
So we can go for a walk together. Mm-hmm. I think it might just be nice to kind of be out and
moving around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who knows what we'll see.
I'm eating a hole in this floor anyway, so we may as well walk outside.
Yeah. Like a half inch.
Yeah.
Alright, so.
We should look nice, though. We should get dressed up and all that shit.
Oh, you mentioned to me above the table between sessions that you were hoping to get papers from Maeve. Is that something you still wanted to do?
Yes. Maeve didn't have a sending stone, did she?
No.
Okay.
Did you want to retcon it so that's something you asked her before you left?
For papers or for a sending stone?
For papers.
Yeah, for sure I would have asked her. Because, I mean, Tony's interaction happened before the interaction with Maeve.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have been looking for a way for us to be here legitimately.
Yeah, she will do that for you for 50 gold pieces.
Yeah, obviously.
And then, shortly before Inari gets picked up, The front desk lets you know that a courier has dropped off a package for you.
Nice. All right, let's go pick up our papers. Did she take all of my friends' info, too, so that...
Yeah, I'm assuming you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so, yeah, you have not forgeries, but actually four authentic...
Wow. Nice.
So, you guys do that. Go for a little wickety walk.
I want to look like Gene Wilder in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Still got your cane.
Yeah.
And was I Kelvin?
Yes. You were Bentley when you were talking to...
To Maeve.
Maeve.
But I was Kelvin when I was assisting Tony.
Yeah.
Did Gia get made for some reason?
In Carthel? I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm going to be Gia, because they've got like a librarian type look, which can be fancied up a little.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys go for a walk. Back in the carriage. You said you had a question you wanted to ask him. Mm-hmm. Or no, it was about the tailoring. Mm-hmm. He asks if you have any other interests.
Hold on, my contact's being weird. Can't think. Are there any fancy rich people things, like sports or whatever, or like things, you know,
how
like fine arts?
Oh, like polo?
Yeah, or something like, you know, like, but like going to museums and stuff like that?
Galleries,
private
galleries.
Any good skiing spots around, you know?
Mm.
like operas, plays, things like that, yeah.
Mm. Well, I do enjoy a good show here and there.
Mm. So are you a fan of the arts?
Yeah, I dabble.
He says, do you have any good paintings?
Subjective, but beautiful when I like them.
Mm. Well, perhaps after dinner we can go to a gallery.
That sounds lovely.
Yes, I think I would like that. Right, so you arrive in front of a little place called the Quartz Plate.
Quartz Plate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes?
Can I just retcon and rock back to the middle of the day really quickly?
What do you need?
Fucking Tyka would have 100% asked you what the signal is if you need to bail early.
Psychic communications?
Like... Will you let us know if you need to bail early, and what should we, like, should we come guns blazing, or just hope that you get yourself somewhere?
I thought the just means your tattoo,
though. Oh, tattoo!
Yeah,
sorry, I forgot about the tattoos.
It's all good.
I'm just sitting here writing, like, what we do?
You're sitting there anxiety spiraling.
Hey, we're so far away from each other! Mm-hmm.
We're not codependent in the slightest!
Is it codependent if your life can literally depend on the people that you're hanging
yes.
out
with?
Yes. No!
It can still be codependent.
I don't think so.
I mean...
Inari is a strong, independent woman, okay? She can save her own life.
Oh my goodness.
Inari saves herself in this one.
Sorry. My bad.
No, it's okay. All right, so you pull up, yeah. And he says, and so you walk in and sit down.
I wait for him to pull the chair out for me.
He does.
That's okay, great. Good. This is a dining establishment, right?
And Ari knows her worth, and I love it.
Well, I mean, I feel like I need to act a little more like rich bitchy, so.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is a fine dining establishment that uses magic.
Okay.
To create fantastical small bites.
Ooh.
And so you begin the start of a 14-course meal.
Whoa!
Holy shit!
You're going to have to get a headache at the end of this. You only got to keep them occupied till 8. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see.
He'll just kind of make small talk throughout the meal. Are there any things that you wish to discuss with him? I'm not going to make you role-play out a 14-course meal. Because I'm kind of merciful.
Yes.
I think...
And then he describes
every...
Yeah, track, so...
first course is a small thing of soup that you're supposed to drink.
Out of one of those giant spoons.
But you're not supposed to slurp.
And then when you finish drinking it, the spoon transmutes into a piece of celery that you can eat.
Ooh. Okay. Let's see. Because I kind of want to... I was thinking about, like, trying to... Without, like, asking him specifically, but, like, using the information we know about the city, like, things being different, him being acting unpredictable, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So maybe, like, not like, so what do you do every day? But, you know, like, kind of ask questions around that of, like, you know.
See if you can get him on a tear about something.
Yeah, like, he's asking me what I like. I'll ask him, you know, other than, like, fine arts and looking good, like, what do you occupy? What's it like living in this city?
Do you ask him about the occupation?
I don't think so. No? I don't think I want to be directly political. Okay. I don't want to raise any flags.
Fair enough.
I'm just trying to get, like, I don't think it's going to be any revelation, but just get a little information or see if anything easy comes out.
First thing he says is, oh, you think I look good.
I don't think I would have gone on the date with you if I hadn't.
Fair enough. Well, obviously, I feel intimidated. He says, he says, my family's been in the city for some time. He says, so, seeing as I am free to pursue whatever pursuits I find engaging, I tend to find new hobbies that are interesting to me to occupy my time. So, you know, previously, I for a while got real into, you know, being a patron of the theater. Mm-hmm. But good actors have been hard to find lately since things around here changed.
In which way?
Well, the invasion, of course. He says our... Well, perhaps invasion isn't the right word. Our annexation into the great imperial empire.
And why would that make actors hard to find?
Soft bleeding hearts. They.
There it is.
They for some reason feel oppressed, even though it's this government treats them even better than the last one did.
It seems like things are great here.
So lately, I've been dealing with arts that don't involve a bunch of emotional people. paintings and the like.
I think less interaction with the people does make things a little cleaner.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you continue conversation for a bit. Meanwhile, Nari's been about gone for about 30 minutes at this point.
Oh my god.
One course down.
Yeah, right?
There's a rut in the floor from where you're pacing. Suki chimes in, hey, it's the mole here. By which I mean the snake in the grass.
Okay.
I thought we put you in the little tree.
Yeah, I moved to the grass. I just felt more comfortable there.
Okay.
Anyway, that woman that brought us all here, she just showed up a few minutes ago, dressed as a handy person. And then she walked through the gate. Like, didn't open it, just walked through it.
Nice.
And she's currently... And then she walked through the front door, so she's in the house right now.
Okay. That's good for you to know, just in case there's something going on. Mm-hmm. Okay.
How'd I do?
Great.
You're doing excellent. So amazing. Yes. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, just let it keep us in the loop.
Yeah.
So you say you all went for a walk?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody roll me a perception check with disadvantage.
But I have percipient, so it's flat.
Flat for you.
This one likes to roll threes, and I'm mad about it.
Then stop using it.
What's that? Why is it?
So I was at a disadvantage.
That's a great question. Maybe someday you'll find out.
It's 220s.
How did I roll? Oh, wait, no, that's a 6. Okay, wait. Yeah, that's a 9. Okay, well, I got a 2.
11.
18.
Damn! A disadvantage?
Yeah.
Shit!
Yeah, bitches.
With advantage, it would have been 23.
Tony, you, as you all are walking around, see a familiar-looking halfling. Just kind of hanging out, eating an apple at the end of an alleyway. And he's sort of looking around and definitely has clocked you.
Even though I'm dressed like Gene Wilder?
Yeah, you're dressed like a wealthy person.
Oh. Oh, the same one that got me before.
Yeah.
Oh. How far away is he?
120.
You know the, how far did you say?
120 feet.
Oh, that's pretty far. If he gets, well, I'll just wait for now, but I'll keep an eye on him.
And I think, let's double check. And if you do have spell sniper, so your ranged attack rolls, ranges are doubled.
So, but you're not supposed to use magic in the streets.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to keep that to myself for now unless it's absolutely necessary.
Are you going to walk by him or are you going to change your course?
I'm going to change my course.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really.
Are we walking towards him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're walking down the street and he's like hanging out in an alleyway eating an apple. Trying to look inconspicuous, but it's definitely.
But it's clocked me.
It's definitely like.
Because I look like Gene Wilder is Willy Wonka.
Yeah. Oh, do I want to engage with this kid? Do you let us know that that's the kid?
Yeah, I'll say something in our heads.
Okay.
What I was thinking is if he gets closer, I'll pull that thing that the lady in Rome does where I go, pickpocket! Pickpocket!
let me try something with him. So you said you're going to turn away?
Yeah, I'm going to kind of cross or go kind of away.
Are you trying to be subtle about the fact that you clocked him?
Yeah.
Then we'll need a deception check.
Okay. Come advantage on. Because he's someone else right now?
No.
Ah, it's acting, right?
You're always going to ask.
Maybe right? If you're talking while you're doing it.
Okay. Yeah.
14.
Okay. And are you trying to be subtle that you don't see him too?
I'm just walking straight forward. So yeah, I guess I'd roll a deception too then. Right,
roll me it with advantage.
Advantage? Why do I get advantage?
Because you're not the mark, and so he's not as focused on you.
Fair enough, fair enough.
And you're not going the same direction as him, so you're probably not with him.
Ah! Oh, yes, baby! So that's a 25.
Okay. What about you, Shims? Are you going with Tony or are you going with Taika?
Go with Tony.
I just kind of look like you guys kind of go in different directions, and then Shims just looks like a lost puppy.
Go with Tony.
Roll me a deception check with disadvantage, Shims.
Fuck. I deserve that.
And also, I will give you inspiration for that.
You said with disadvantage?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Wait, what am I rolling again? I'm sorry, I'm so out of it.
A deception?
Deception?
Mm-hmm.
Seven.
Oh, Jesus.
Should I flash myself?
Yes.
Always, when in doubt, flash yourself.
Sorry. All right, so that puts you at 12?
So that's a 12.
All right. So you see him start to like move from the alleyway to follow Tony, and then he kind of looks at Shims and starts to head back down the alleyway.
Can I get pretty quickly get up to the alleyway?
Let's say it's 90 feet away now, so, you could misty step and then dash.
Are there a lot of people on the street?
Or you could dash dash Misty Step.
Yeah, I just are there a lot of people?
This,
on the street,
it's
though?
Pretty populated. This is the inner city, so
I'm not gonna Misty Step here though. Okay. I will quick step it. I'll move really quickly, and then once I. Because now I can't see him down the alley, or need to... I don't know what are...
Yeah, so he's dashed down the alley. You've lost
So the alley is here, and I'm walking, like, yeah. What's
You're walking
my...
up the street, and then there's an alley.
Okay. So almost immediately, I couldn't see him anymore then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll walk up and see if I can see him at all.
You can just kind of hustle up.
Yeah.
So you hustle up. You look, you see him about halfway down the alley climbing up a ladder on the side of a building.
Okay, well, once I get into the alleyway a little bit, I will... Would double dashing me get to the base of the ladder?
Yeah.
Misty step up and say, hey, Maeve wants to talk. See if that does anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say when he sees you and, like, sees you, you know, he's scrambling quicker, but you're within, I'd say, like, within 30 feet
mm-hmm.
into your turn, and I... you say Maeve's name. Roll me a deception check with advantage.
Advantage.
Come on!
Advantage. Balls. You said deception?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a 17. Hold on. 16. I mean, my goal...
He just says...
Yeah, my goal is to just get him to slow down enough so that I can have a conversation.
Roll me an insight with disadvantage.
Disadvantage, fuck me. But insight is wisdom,
mm-hmm.
so flat.
Yep.
Big roll. Big roll.
Hey, do I have to honor the cock? Because that's a 19.
That doesn't look cocked to me.
It's
definitely cocked, but I'll take it. Insight, then, is a 27.
We respect the cock here.
Honor the cock.
when you mentioned her name, his face, like, kind of looks a bit stricken. And he's just like, I haven't done anything wrong.
Well, let's keep it that way, then. Give me a second.
He says, speak your piece.
I want to know what's going on in this city with poisoning.
He shrugs, says, it works.
Uh-huh. Why?
I don't know. There's no one that it does. He says, you're not going to take me to her, are you?
Probably not.
I ain't done nothing wrong.
Yeah. Who's, is Maeve in charge around here?
When you ask that, he says, oh.
Yeah.
And then he just starts climbing the ladder.
Oh, well, I'll reach up and grab him. He's within 30 feet of me, right?
Yeah. But you, let's have a little rolls off.
Oh, okay.
Roll your initiative.
Rolls. My initiative is only a plus one. Nope. He gets away. That's a 3.
He got a natural 17 on the dice.
Damn.
He very quickly, when he realizes that you are... If you knew Maeve, you wouldn't ask that question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so he realizes that you're fucking with him.
That's all right. I didn't have a huge reason to go after him other than that question,
mm-hmm.
so I'll fly back down and calmly rejoin the stream. What?
I don't know.
Meanwhile,
it's a stream of people. It's a main boulevard, right?
Yeah. Meanwhile, after your 13th course, you're getting ready for your last bite. So what did you think of the meal? What did you think of the meal? The meal, by the way, was like it was very like fancy small bites with like little magical effects and things hidden into them, and you know things that like would change like texture and like or temperature like in your mouth as you ate them.
It was delightful. A car has good food, but this is definitely an experience. I'm very grateful to be here. don't know if I would have found it without you, to be honest.
Well, I mean, even if you had, it's hard to get in.
There you go.
He says, but fortunately, I have a standing invite.
Oh. Like you can, whenever you want, though, make sure you get a table?
Yes.
Wow, that's very impressive.
Roll me a deception check.
Okay.
Did we have advantage?
Oh! Hey, even better. Okay, sorry. I don't know why I did that.
I was like, huh. You'll just give it to yourself.
I mean, you're taking it from us. Why shouldn't we give it to ourselves?
The players are in active revolt.
It's like the last roll I did had advantage, so I was like, and again, two dice. It's a 31.
31!
The players are unionizing against the DM.
Let me roll six next time and choose the highest.
I have some couple advantage. He is lapping it up. He thinks you're really impressed with him. as you get your final bite, he says, well, the night is still young. Would you be interested in going and looking at some art?
What time is it?
It's probably about 7:30.
Okay, then... Sure, yeah, that sounds
good. Yep, still going on. All
right, so you all get up and he leaves. Interesting without paying.
Okay.
Big buckets!
But no one seems to, like, call him on it.
Yeah. They either feed him for free or they charge him later, and I feel like for free.
So you get up.
Are people watching him other than the staff? Like, do people care?
I was just going to ask if you wanted to make any jokes. Yes. Roll me an insight check with disadvantage.
Okay. I was like, one die? Oh, okay. That makes more sense. Disadvantage. Insight? Okay. Okay, not the worst. 23.
Nice. You get a very attentive service. But near the end of the meal, like, the owner comes over and asks how the meal was, and seems very, like, more invested than he should be, like, in what, making sure that Lord Icebelt had a good meal.
Does it seem to be coming from a place of reverence, or a place of, like, if he doesn't, bad things could happen to us?
Okay, just a hint of fear.
Okay. All right, I feel even better about doing... this. making this pact or whatever.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you walk outside, you find his carriage waiting for you right out front.
That was very impressive. You seem very well respected.
Oh, like I said, my family has been in this town for a long time.
That's nice.
My Lord Casdan Icebelt the First was a member of the ruling council back when they had one of those here. He says, back in the good old days, as they call it, before the calamity.
Yes.
Before, well, everything here with the shit.
would I know what that means?
He's probably talking about the 10 Generations War.
Ah, okay.
And or maybe, probably not the invasion based on what you know about him, but... you guys go towards a gallery. What do the rest of you do? You've kind of met back up, you're still on your walk?
Just walking around, maybe window shopping, just kind of people watching.
Mm-hmm. You find several shops that offer... lots of magical goods, if that's something you're interested in. Everything here looks very upscale and luxe. It's very, very moneyed part of town. The buildings are all old but well kept. Like I said last session, there's nobody like begging in the streets here or anything like that. A very, very frequent guard patrols. But you also see, like, a lot of other people kind of doing the same thing that you guys are doing, so you all fit in. Like, you know, money people come here to window shop or buy things, or, you know, tourists come here to, like, pretend to be rich. For
And then check in with Suki and see how she's doing.
Things are still quiet here, and he hasn't come back out yet.
Okay.
All right, so, Anar, you arrive at a, it's a very, like, discreet, unmarked building.
Yeah, right?
Are you going to murder me?
Yeah, right.
Lord Icebelt gets out of the carriage, offers you a hand down, and then walks over to a door and pulls out a key and unlocks it. And then opens the door and gestures inside.
What's the vibe?
Roll me an insight check if you'd like, with, of course, disadvantage.
I think that's 22.
He looks happy that the date's going well.
I will walk inside.
Okay. He walks in, and the door shuts behind him. He does not lock it. Okay. And you find yourself in a well-lit art gallery. All sorts of paintings hung on the walls.
Okay.
And he says, are there any styles that you prefer?
What kind of styles are they? Are there?
there's a variety. There's, like, some abstract pieces and some that are, like, more kind of, like, those kind of medieval realistic oil paintings that were... there are colorful ones. There are darker, some more somber ones.
Classical, neoclassical, abstract,
pointillism. Thank you, person who's taken art history.
I feel like...
Figure drawing.
Whatever the words for, like, the historically... The second thing you said. I feel like rich people like that kind of stuff.
Like classical sort
of
stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, he walks you through a couple of like he walks you through a couple of stop it, Siri, stop it.
I shall not stop it.
I am taking over your screen. walks like some of like he's like talks about some of these paintings that are like done in the Attic era, like very old.
I act like everything he says is like.
Roll me a persuasion check with disadvantage. Actually, I'll do it flat because you've been doing. I'd say because you would have had advantage on this roll because you've been buttering him up so well, buttering up like one of those rolls the colleague made.
You said persuasion.
Yeah,
that's a 34.
Nice,
I think. Yes,
absolutely ridiculous.
I did roll a 19. So.
He says it's so rare to find such a connoisseur of the fine arts.
I mean, you make it easy to be a fan.
He says, well, I'd like to show you my most favorite piece.
All right.
So he leads you back, and there's a doorway in the back.
Why am I scared?
Everyone is waiting for the fucking shoe to drop, am I right?
So he opens he actually unlocks the door.
Oh, shit.
And opens it.
Does he own the place? What is that?
Seems like.
Do you ask if he owns it?
No, I'm going to pretend like this is, I know what's going on.
All right. So he opens the door and gestures for you to...
Then we'll go in again.
Okay. All right. So you go in to look at this painting, and you guys are hanging out, and you hear...
No!
Guess what? We're going.
Yeah.
She is in a secondary location.
No, wait. Let's think about this for a half second.
Okay.
Fuck. She could have gone into an
anti-magic room,
which we could go into, but that would end her psychic whispers, right?
Yes.
No, psychic whispers aren't magical.
Oh, that's true.
So did she...
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, I mean, it's up to you. You do what you want.
I think we, I mean, I just react. I don't think Tony thinks.
Yeah, I would too. I'm just like, ugh. Yeah, we're going to use these at the end of the month, but now only Inari is. Go.
That's fine. Yeah.
All right. You activate it. Shims, do you activate your tattoo?
If we're all going, we gotta.
What time is it, by the way?
Sorry.
It's just a hair before 8.
Moments.
So, yes, Shims,
for you? Is this going to his house?
I don't know. We're both going.
You guys are also going, right?
Are you staying on the street?
Are we?
There's what Colleen would do, and then there's what we are about Tony would do.
Damage, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, this is not a good idea.
Private sanctum.
This is exactly what Tony would do.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. So no one can steal whatever.
That's
actually,
that's a good point. Yeah. No, that's a good point.
Yeah, Colleen would never. No, I do. Not never, but.
Yeah.
All right, you each take 16 points of damage.
There it is.
As you try to teleport through a ward against teleportation.
Mm. Did I take damage earlier today?
Yeah, didn't you, like, try and drink alcohol or
something? Testing if you could take poison damage, I think.
But over 50 points of damage?
Oh, you may not have long rested.
Yeah, okay. There's no way I took 48 points of damage today, right?
No.
Okay, great. You said we take 16?
Yeah.
Poison?
Mm-hmm. No, force damage.
Oh, okay, so that's not halved for me. No.
As you guys, as you try to shunt through a ward against teleportation and...
Doesn't that get us closer to it, though?
Yeah.
No.
It did whenever... I thought it did in Ajuba.
Oh, we don't go anywhere? We just get hurt?
I'm pretty sure it didn't, but let me just double check.
I thought it took me to it and popped me out.
I thought it left you on the riverbank where you were.
On the riverbank.
I don't remember.
Which session was that?
I mean, either way, I guess I'm fine. It's just...
I guess when was the last time y'all were in Averna? Session 69.
This morning?
Here we go. Yeah, no, it left you where you tried to use it.
Okay.
So you guys...
Ow, my coccyx!
But that uses up our tattoos.
It does.
Yeah, do so we know weird. Where she is?
I don't know, were you updating them on where you were going?
No, because we were not using Psychic Whispers in case he could detect it.
Specifically.
So yeah. I guess, Suki, do you...
She's gone. We can't.
Suki? Oh, because she's... Oh, yeah, we don't have any. I would say we just run toward where Suki is.
Okay.
I think we should stay away from there. I think we should go to the hotel until...
Well, you would know that by
back.
The time you got there, it'd be 8 p.m.
It'd be after 8. Okay. So just go pick up Suki and then go back to the hotel?
Maybe one of us goes and gets Suki, or do we all go? Or maybe we all head in that direction, and maybe we stop like a block away, and one person goes to get Suki.
One person goes forward, yeah.
Well, we can kind of see.
Yeah, is it very far away from the hotel?
No, it's right. You're near the Manor District, so.
So his place isn't that far away.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So just kind of stay within a distance of each other.
Yeah, we'll just walk swiftly.
All right. So you walk into this room, and you feel all the magic drain out of your equipment. This room is warded against all sorts of things. It's my most priceless painting, and I want to make sure that nobody can get in here and take it.
That only makes sense.
Sorry, I should have given you a heads up.
Sorry.
Roll me a persuasion check.
Rude.
Also, is Ari scared?
I don't think so. I'm not scared. I don't think Inari is.
Because also, Inari knows that the psychic connection dropped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think she hasn't felt threatened by him yet, and he seemed like this could be a bad situation, but it could be what it is. So I think she's maybe more alert, but I don't think she's scared.
Did he lock the door behind her?
She did not.
What am I rolling? Sorry, I forgot.
Persuasion. Persuasion. And it, you would have advantage, but it's canceled out by the disadvantage.
Okay. 25.
Okay, nice. You can actually, yeah, as you walk through the door, roll me an insight check with disadvantage.
All right. You and you. Disadvantage. Insight. Oh, I rolled the same on both.
Nice. Nice.
That's
nice.
Funny. It's happened a couple times. 25.
You get the idea that, like, he intentionally didn't tell you that your magic items were going to drop. Yeah. And was kind of looking to see if you had a reaction.
Yeah. Seems, not, it doesn't seem surprising.
Yeah. And so he shuts the door, does not lock it.
Okay.
And the room is just a large 10-foot by 10-foot room. And on the far wall is a, curtain with a pulley next to it.
What kind of fucking horror is behind this curtain?
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm scared. I'm scared of what's behind, like, what's behind this. It could be anything.
And so,
it'd be really funny if it's, like, really unimpressive.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Just a Norman Rockwell clown. Yeah. he walks over and he says, would you like to see it? He says, I have to keep it protected from the light. You don't want it to get damaged.
What's his vibe here? Is there any
sort
of... He looks
excited. He thinks the state's going well. He's excited to find, like, a fellow painting lover.
Okay. Okay. Yes. I'd love to see it. All
right. So he pulls the door and make me an intelligence save.
No! No! Shit.
Okay. Intelligence saving throw?
Mm-hmm.
This guy's already enthralled by whatever's in this fucking portrait. You got this.
Saving throw. What the fuck?
I have a coin.
Yes, you have my coin too.
I think I'll use this. I don't think that's high enough. Mm-hmm. What if it's something really mundane?
I know, right? Well,
is this great. Is this against being charmed?
No. It's just a picture of a dog going poopies.
Fuck. Okay, 15.
Isn't that the same number you had before?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The dice are very...
Can we give our coins?
One coin per roll.
That's what I thought. What a bummer.
Oh, God. Now I am scared.
Yeah, right?
You gaze upon this painting, and your eyes wander over the...
Oh.
The inhumane details of it. These paint strokes that are alien and foreign and depict a scene that is so incomprehensibly evil that your brain tries to protect you from being able to perceive it. It is a painting so horrific and so foreign and alien that you take 20 points of psychic damage just from viewing it.
Oh my God.
Is this some flabby shit?
And,
I know you're flabby shit.
And as you instinctively turn to look away from it, you look over at him and see him gazing reverentially at it.
Oh, hold on. I need to... He is gazing.
Oh my God.
He looks at you and says, beautiful, isn't it?
It's something for sure. Can I ask?
Are you trying to hide how, or is your revulsion plain on your face?
I think I'm trying to hide it.
Okay, roll me a deception check with disadvantage.
Okay. Why am I choosing you? You fucked me. Okay, deception.
Mm-hmm.
25.
Nice. Fucking ridiculous.
Uh-huh. Bars.
I am so glad to have that right now. That would have been really bad.
Yeah.
That's what you say.
He asked me if it's beautiful.
He says it's beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, it's very unique. Do you know who the artist is?
He says... Well, he was described as a madman in his own time.
Yeah.
He says, a prophet he was, though.
Oh.
Wrote a very influential book.
Which I have heard of the book?
he says, well, I don't know. He actually seems even more intrigued by you. He says, do you dabble in the more archaic and arcane texts?
Honestly, no, I don't.
Oh. Well,
but I'd love to learn.
Faye! Your time is up! You're stroking his ego so good, though. Like, he is so into it.
Right?
Oh, no, he is clearly sponging what you're spilling here. He's...
Ooh. Yucky.
Uh-huh. Uh-uh. Evil painting.
Yeah.
I feel very uncomfortable.
Literally, I wrote, Inari doesn't feel threatened by this guy. It's sore horrifying that Inari takes psychic damage.
I mean, I think my stance, Inari's stance, is still the same. Like, she does not think he's a good guy. But in the current situation, yeah, no,
those sentences right next to each other.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Evil painting.
Sorry, you guys used your things.
I mean, what else would we have done, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I tried to bring a moment of it, and I was like, Tycho wouldn't wait.
Yeah.
It's
very funny.
All right, so we'll cut back away from you for a second and go back to the other team.
Why? It's just anxiety. There's nothing to see here.
You're heading to pick up Suki.
Yes.
So you head and find your way to the manor, where you see, you spot Suki in some tall grass by the tree that you left her in.
Oh, God. We're in, like, a relatively public area, right?
Yes.
I have to, like, train myself to not, like, run dramatically towards... What happened?
Colleen dropped some stuff.
It's like a domino effect.
Are you okay?
Yeah. We have too many pill bottles on our little counter there.
Or just enough.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just enough pill bottles on our counter there.
I was just so anxious. You only both, sister.
Oh, how are you?
Anyway, I think Shems is like...
That's shade.
Anyway, and so Suki's like, hey, I've been trying to reach you all.
Ooh. You know, we think Inari might be in trouble.
I'm dead.
Oh no.
Oh no. Whatever will we do?
Oh no.
he says,
Is there drama between you and Inari?
He says, she says that weird thing came out again.
Thing?
The creature, the fiend that you made the deal with. It was carrying a person.
Oh, cool.
A person?
Yeah, a dwarf.
Oh, no! We are part of a kidnapping attempt? My God.
I thought she was just robbing the guy.
Should be saving somebody?
I didn't get a good look at him, but he's like middle-aged, looked pretty bedraggled. His hair was like really long and creasy, and his beard was like really unkempt.
Body snatchers.
So, you don't think it's the real life spell? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that makes
sense. Where did she go?
Once she got out of the front gate, she and him disappeared.
Damn, that makes sense.
I think you're right. I think you're 100% right. Holy shit. We
teleported or went invisible?
So,
she go invisible
I,
she's carrying something?
I make sure to hustle everybody so we're not talking to Suki in the street. You pick her up and we keep walking. Push, push, push.
I think there was a pop, so I think that's a teleport, right? That's what you taught me. If there's a pop, they teleport. If there's no pop, they're just invisible assholes.
Mm. Yes, and I knew that completely.
I could see her saying that, too.
Yeah.
All right, so back to you, Inari. So he asked you if you looked also were looking into sort of ancient arcane tomes. What did you say?
Something like I don't And then he was like, oh, and then I said something like, but I'm not opposed to learning or something. I can't remember.
He says, perhaps if you'd be interested, we could go back to my place. He says, my favorite is was written by the author of this painting, Xenonex.
How do you spell that?
X-E-N.
X-E-N.
Mm-hmm. U-N-E-X.
Is this familiar to me?
It is.
As Caitlin or?
Caitlin.
It's always Caitlin.
It says, it opens with, in the darkness of the void exists an entity of reasoning far alien to our own. Its vast indifference may be the doom of our universe.
Ooh.
He's a poet as well as a madman.
Yeah, talent I can hear. I do have to say, I have a very staunch rule that I've put on myself where I don't go to someone's home on the first date.
I don't go to a third location on the date.
Yeah, second, sure. Third, no. That's too much.
Roll me a persuasion check. Okay.
But I will also say, but I did enjoy my trip here, and...
That is a deception check.
Deception? Okay. And if there's a reason for me to come back, I will. Okay, dang. The high one was good. 25.
He says, oh, I thought this was going well.
It is going well.
No, it's... You're leaving, though, so I'll never see you again.
I will come back. I'm sure of it.
Roll me a deception check for that.
To the city? I'll come back to the city.
We do actually have future 25. Plans of coming back here and fucking shit up.
25. You're rolling with advantage or disadvantage?
Disadvantage. Okay. That's one of the 10 minimum.
He says, well, yes, that is fair. That's a good rule, I suppose.
You have to have self-standards, right?
Look after yourself.
Yeah.
Just thought, well, I thought you were different.
Man, that's the statement of a serial killer.
Well, I will say, I found you to be different. You have intrigued me.
He says, well, since this will be probably the last time we see each other. And he starts to walk. He closes the curtain. He starts to walk out the door.
Okay.
You follow.
Mm-hmm.
He says, were you once possessed?
Can I get about, like, is he asking this because he's, like, pretty sure I was before? Or?
We'll need an insight check with this thing.
Book.
Why is this the most uncomfortable I've been during D&D?
One of the 19, that sucks.
Minimum 10?
Yeah.
So 22? Not very good, though, for this, I don't think.
This is an insight? Mm-hmm. In your insight?
Unless I can an extra thing using a psionic die?
Yes,
use your thingy!
It's a D8 now, right?
I believe so. I don't want to mess it up, so let me just check. Get rid of one. Yes, a D8. Okay. That should be a fucking one. What did I get, a 22? Is that what I said?
8.
7.
Nice.
So 29?
That is enough to turn 29? Failure into a success.
Ooh, thank God.
Thank
God.
And so, what was the question that you had? Exactly?
Like, is he asking me because he already knows the answer vibe kind of thing, or is he just pure curiosity?
You would get that he is asking because he suspects.
Mm.
Maybe doesn't know for sure, but it's not just like a question he's asking out of the blue.
Okay.
But you also. You get like a very true curiosity from him. Like, mm-hmm. This is not a question he's asking. He doesn't seem to be asking with malice.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't. Now, I'm not sure I want to make myself interesting to him. would I know. Like, obviously, I don't know what's going on with this thing, but would I know if, in general, like, having been possessed before, if that has any ramifications, that would be. I don't know, any, like, would I be able to, like, tell if answering truthfully or suspect if answering truthfully would dig myself a hole in this situation?
Roll me, I'll say Arcana or Religion, your choice.
Okay. My really good ones. They're the same. I think I'll do Religion. Mm-hmm. This feels very culty. Mm-hmm. Disadvantage? No?
Just like.
Okay. So plus 2. 10!
You don't think answering this question would have any ramifications other than just making conversation with this guy?
God damn it. You didn't
roll it out one. I knew that was, knew that was going to be the answer, but it didn't make it any easier to ingest.
You wanted that 20, then be certain.
Gotta be sure.
He asked me if I'd ever been possessed.
Mm-hmm. You kind of stop. Do you stop dead in your tracks for a second when he asked that? I'm curious.
No.
Does it catch you off guard?
I think it does, but I think Inari's good at.
Mm-hmm.
Playing things off.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm trying to decide.
I know, right?
Sorry.
No, it's fine. Take a moment.
It's a hard
decision.
I'm hot
all of a sudden.
Actually, I have to pee.
Bathroom break. Oh, my hips. Fuck.
Like, ugh.
Just gets worse.
All right, so. Lord Icebelt asked you if you'd been possessed.
Yes, but I honestly don't remember too much about it.
He says, I wondered if that might be the case. He says, I was formerly possessed myself.
Oh.
He says, like calls to like.
It does indeed.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's good to know.
Shall we call it an evening then? Sounds like you would like to leave.
Yes. But can I call on you next time I'm in town?
Maybe one last persuasion check.
Disadvantage?
She should get advantage on that.
Well, she would have advantage, but there is also perpetual disadvantage right now, so.
Sorry, what?
I'm assuming.
Persuasion?
Sorry, my brain's not working. 25. Yeah, thank you. I'm okay if he says no.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to try.
He says, of course you can. He says, you leave the room.
Yes.
He shuts the door and locks it behind you, guys, and starts to lead you through the gallery towards the exit. All your magical items pop back on.
My tits are huge now.
My ring of big naturals.
Yes. Takes all three attunement slots.
It's fun.
Alright, so he heads outside. We head outside too.
Mm-hmm. Right. Unless I notice anything suspicious. I'm just going to go about it like I'm going home.
Yeah, so he shuts the door, locks it. He says, would you like a ride back to the...
Do I have any idea how far we are from the hotel or from where we met?
Probably within 30 to 45 minutes walking distance.
Be rude if I said no.
You're asking me the DM?
Uh-huh.
No, not necessarily.
You did have a big meal. Maybe you want to walk it off?
Mm.
Yeah. Sorry. I think a walk would do me some good tonight.
Understandable. We did have a big meal.
We did.
One last insight check.
Disadvantage. Okay.
I mean, she's gotten to know him really well. Would that make it flat?
No.
Thanks, sir.
I appreciate that.
I think that's 22. Yeah, 22.
At some point, you recognize at this point, he has realized that you're not interested in him. And you can tell he's just kind of going through the end of date motions, but is disappointed.
Okay.
Not that you will be brokenhearted about that.
No. Okay.
He says, well, then I suppose we shall go our separate ways.
And thank you. Thank you for the wonderful evening.
He gets into the carriage and the carriage takes off.
Wow. What the fuck?
Did he, like, do anything in those parts? Like, anything to, like, not mark me, but, like, I don't know.
Roll my perception check with disadvantage.
disadvantage.
Ooh, I'm finally rolling really shitty. perception 22.
Nope, not the no.
Okay.
Fuck this disadvantage.
Okay. I'll start walking back.
Mm-hmm. Roll me a survival check.
Ah!
You are in an unfamiliar city, and you are in a carriage with no windows.
Yeah. Yeah. Survival?
Mm-hmm.
Straight?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Ooh.
Nice.
Thank God. 22.
You're able to orient yourself based on the towers.
Mm.
I was going to say.
And the castle. And thankfully you have the papers that Taika procured because you are outside the inner city.
Oh my God.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God.
Uh-oh. I should have taken that carriage ride.
Fuck!
Uh-oh.
It's weird that he went outside the inner city.
You can know.
Well, the restaurant was in the inner city. You're certain of that. Yeah. He took you out of the inner city, to take you to this gallery.
Uh-oh.
You know what? Make sure you know where you can get back to this building. That's very valuable information.
Okay. Yeah. Can I?
Yeah. I mean, as you navigate back, you can definitely
make a note of where it is. Okay. All right, so I'm going to have to use some magic on the guards.
Oh, no, you have papers.
Oh, I do?
Authentic papers that Taika gave me.
Oh, I got them.
Oh, I thought that was just for YouTube for some reason.
No, I got them.
Okay, never mind. I'm not worried at all then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, so you make your way back. There's a line to get into the inner city. But with your very elegant dress, you go to get in line, and one of the guards waves you through to a... past all these kind of like more modestly dressed folks.
Working folks.
Mm-hmm. The guard just says, papers?
Here you go.
Kind of half looks at him, hands him back to you, and waves you through.
Okay. Do I know? People don't tip the guards, right?
You have no idea.
Okay, then I don't want to be rude. Okay.
Yeah, from there. I feel like it's normal to not know the culture or whatever.
Yeah.
Alright, so you make your way into the inner city. And being able to use those kind of tall reference points, are able to make your way back towards the area where you are staying with the Harper and Goblet.
Okay.
God, I just want to message you on the Sending Stones so badly.
Oh, yeah, we have Sending Stones.
We do have Sending Stones. We never have to fucking
use them. I forgot we had
We never have to fucking
use
them.
I was like, well, I can't talk to them until I see them.
Yeah!
You're like, wait a minute.
It's a thing I never use.
You're like, go to the infrequently used contacts.
Why can't I find any of them in here?
I know, how funny would it be if we just never thought to exchange
numbers because we had psychic whispers?
Honestly.
Hilarious.
That sounds like the kind of mistake we'd make, honestly.
Yeah.
Look in your list of
I don't think I would have written
that
down,
sounds like
so
a mistake
that
you might make, but I've got every one of your contacts.
I don't have
contacts.
You guys written in here.
I
so,
definitely
up to you.
I don't have it on my list either, but I would say no, I'm not going to be a dick about it. You guys have each other in your sending stones. It would be wild.
And I mean, what's the worst? You got to call Magpie, so Magpie.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
We know all the same people.
Yeah.
Can't be that hard.
I had a very interesting evening. Where are you guys?
Are you okay?
Yes. Where are you guys?
Did you die?
No, I didn't.
Oh, we're back at the hotel.
All right.
We've all used our tattoos, so I don't know if you want to keep holding on to yours or not, but up to you, I guess.
I will definitely hold on to mine.
Okay.
I almost wonder if I should attune with the parapet. I'm nervous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
I think...
Did we? Are we still in the Manor District, or did we make it back to the hotel?
You're back to the hotel. It's right next to the Manor District.
Okay. I think I'll walk out and go meet her and walk back.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. So you see a very nervous, but like worried-looking Tyka.
Hi, Tyka.
I've probably flipped to Keldwyn because Keldwyn's got a little bit more of a military bearing, more guard-like. So, how'd it go?
Went fine. I didn't get touched inappropriately or anything like that, so...
That's good.
That makes for a good basic.
Okay.
Basis.
That's good.
Let's definitely talk about it when everyone's around.
Cool.
Right, so, you make your way back to your room at the Harper and Gauntlet, which is near the Earl's room. But, of course, you can make hang out each other's rooms.
And I will just tell them everything.
Yeah.
Download.
Yeah.
I feel like Tony's going to sit on the bed and go, tell me everything.
I will go into detail for
yes.
Tony.
Susan's like, yes, I want to hear it all.
Yes.
Where the fuck do I know Xenon X from?
I'll tell you after the session.
No! fuck! You want that genuine reaction. God, that's horrifying. Horrifying.
Yeah, seemed a little...
Do well, I know the name as someone who might nerd in history?
Roll me a religion check.
Come on, can I bardically inspire you? In telling of my story,
religion?
Can I bardically inspire?
Yeah, I'll let you do it with bardic inspiration because I'm a merciful and fair DM, and that's also what the rules
the say. The rules! you can't deny it, it's the rules!
I can't deny
it. You gave me inspiration earlier in the session for being a sad, lost dog when my friends walked away from me.
So you can add a d8
no,
to this.
Yo, nat 20!
Nice!
Oh, never mind, don't need it. Unless
she does. Sorry, man.
And if it's a religion, then it's 25.
Okay. You flash yourself?
Flash yourself.
How fucking insane is okay?
Roll,
you know what? I'm gonna use the inspiration and flash myself. I feel like this is gonna be like niche occult history. That's like you need a 30 to
but
get
also,
it.
But also, like, if there's no way for you to know, there's no way for you to know. No amount of rolling high enough makes you omniscient. So,
that's true.
You know.
I mean, what else are you gonna use my bardic for, though?
True.
Use it.
Yeah, it's also like the end of the day,
you
know, so I get more liberal with my flashes when I know I have a long rest coming.
Yeah, same.
What is happening?
Why not?
I just looked at it and I was like, that kind of looks like a hat.
It does. Then I spelled it on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I rolled a 3 on the inspiration die. And then plus 5 for the Flash of Genius. So it is 25,
30, 33. Alright, so with that, all you know is that one of your classmates who was like studying religious history, you can vaguely remember them mentioning something about a book called The Confessions of Xenon X, and that it was a prophet of Zelia.
Ah!
So,
oh!
How do you spell Zelia?
Xelyoth. And I will say with that also, you give yourself a little more, like, you highlight the little word Zelioth, you know, just be like, feel free to learn more. And, you know that that was the name of, some sort of Outer Realms being that, was part of the calamity and the destruction of the gods.
Was it the Confessions of Xenon X, Prophet of Zelioth?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said?
Yep.
Okay. I remember now.
But that is as much as you can get. Basically, you've got as much information as you could possibly get about that role.
That's
because
crazy.
You got a 30.
Okay. Was I friends with this classmate? Can I hit him up? What's the vibe?
I'd say that's probably wasn't your vibe back in college.
Yeah,
what?
I don't think it was.
Interesting.
All right, but we have like grounds to research, so that's good.
Well, that's horrifying. You mentioned, though, that he said he was possessed once.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that Isolde... wait. Can
you... Oh, we should probably tell you what Isolde got up to.
No, we downloaded everything, so we discussed everything that happened, but...
Oh, okay.
Can you make minor images? Is that a thing you can do?
I think so. I think that's a cantrip I have. Let me double check.
Can you make an image of Ice Belt so that Suki can look at it and compare it to the body that got taken out of his house?
I thought you were going to have her do the painting, and I was like,
no! No! I'm not even a little curious.
Well, and also, Anari couldn't describe it anyway. She couldn't even tell you what the painting was about.
Mm-hmm. Horrifying.
Because it was so horrifying that her brain refused to let her.
Uh-huh. Which is good. So did she make her saving throw?
No, she failed it. It's okay. A good thing she failed it.
Oh.
Wait, really? Oh.
If she would have taken more damage if she had succeeded.
Oh.
Oh my god, that's fucked.
Thank you.
Like, if your brain success, like, it interprets it in its full horror, it's like, you get, like, more damage.
Oh. That's fucked.
Yeah, I thought it was a nice, fun little wrinkle. Yeah.
That is
fun. On an intelligence save. I'm just checking one thing real quick.
Sure.
Homunculus stats. Okay. So you show that. Suki is going to roll a... what's your proficiency bonus, Shims?
We're plus five, I believe.
Okay, so Suki has a 10 perception.
Suki, you are beautiful, you are amazing, your brain is so large.
Are you giving her a bardic?
Yes. If you'll let
me.
It's
my first time getting a bardic.
Yes.
Can I give Suki some pets and give her guidance?
Yeah.
Dope.
Okay, so Suki actually rolled really well.
Ooh, nice.
Since when the bardic and with the d4 for the guidance. So despite the disadvantage that Suki was rolling with, she got plus 10 from the bardic and guidance.
Ooh,
nice. And she has a plus 10 herself.
Yeah.
Nice.
She's like, well, it's hard to say. But yeah, they look like the same person. The other one just looked a lot more, looks skinnier and has scragglier hair and greasy long hair.
So maybe we pass the info on to the flame wing that Ice Belt is probably possessed or a plant.
Mm. Sure. Do you guys think I should be concerned with him, like, scrying on me or anything like that?
Oh.
I kind of don't think so. I don't think it was
he
that
He hates
good,
magic,
I
right?
mean, he hates True. Magic, but he's
Isn't
also, like, involved in some weird
But it isn't
stuff.
Him.
Yeah.
But it,
yeah.
Is that the conclusion we've reached, that it's, like, not him?
His
old
folks, you
know,
hated people using magic
around him.
So pick from that what you will.
But it's hard to know whether that's Ice Belt or if that's the imposter.
Yeah.
And the imposter might not want you to use magic around him, because then he'll get found out. But...
And they said he changed about a year ago.
Yeah.
He started acting different, right?
Mm-hmm.
Around the same time that all the other stuff went
Did
gone.
We hear that he got irritated by magic about a year ago? That's
no,
always
well,
been a family trait of theirs, right? This is Caitlin asking.
Oh, no. You...
No? Okay.
The only thing you know about him and Matt is his taste for magic came from Isolde. I told you not to use it around him.
Oh, interesting. I mean, yeah, I don't know, man. There's a big part of me that's like, what's he gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't meet the guy though, so do
fine.
You feel like he's someone we couldn't take on?
No, I was just wondering if you should be careful, but I feel like it's fine. Yeah.
I mean, is the care worth giving up one of your attunement slots?
No.
Yeah. I can't imagine a threat that would make me give up one of my attunement slots, honestly.
Yeah.
We're far enough along. I might mightily regret my choices, but they probably aren't going to kill me outright.
Isolde just, like, contacted me, right? Like, I don't have her sending stone, right? Or do I have her sending stone? I feel like... sure it didn't, but I've been bad at
dating. I don't think so.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. That's a good point. So, I'd say after a little while, it's probably take you guys a while to kind of relate all your happenings to each other.
Mm-hmm.
As you're sitting there, you get a psychic met, like a sending spell cast. You hear Isolde's voice just say, "Well, good work. Our business is concluded. Thank you so much."
Do you want to know any of the things I found out? Or you probably already know them. Yeah.
Which do I start with?
I think that's the answer right there.
She just says, "Oh, I know everything I need to know, but I appreciate the attempt at bargaining."
Oh my god, the curiosity is fucking killing me! Have a great night. Thanks for the fun evening.
No response.
Okay.
Ugh, interesting. I'm very curious. I want to know what's going on, but also kind of not really our business.
I really want to know. Not being on the inside of whatever's going down drives me fucking nuts.
Oh.
It's just like, when are we not the center of attention?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well.
Yeah, you all were the side piece in something much higher
yeah.
than you guys.
Yeah. Ugh. Take this dress off. Wear normal clothes.
I still think we should let the Flame Wing know what
okay.
we know.
Go for it.
Because they're really close to all of this. So I will kind of sit to the side and give Miriam a call.
Tell Miriam I say hi.
I will.
What do you say?
Does she answer?
Well, you have to. You it doesn't ring.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is shit. How do they know me as? This is Taika. Hopefully, that's great.
Yeah. They made you drop your magical disguise.
Oh, that's right.
You were very salty about it.
I was very salty about it.
Yes, Taika. Well, you've been reaching out a lot lately. How's Carthel?
Unsettling. And I dislike it greatly. You know people can take poison damage here even when they shouldn't?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, people can take poison damage whenever they shouldn't, as in they're completely immune to it. People who, criminals and the like who are trying to get away from being caught, get away from the guards, do so much more easily. Since the invasion started. It's a very unsettling place to be. Do you know the name Xenonex?
Can't say that I do, no.
Yeah, it's a freaky sort of, I don't know, outer realms. Do I know that? Hold on.
Yes.
Rewind. What does Caitlin know?
Yes, Jim told you that.
It's an Outer Realms prophet type of situation.
Zelioth. The prophet is Zelioth, and
yeah.
Zelioth is an Outer Realms.
Okay. Yeah, so Xenonox is a prophet of Zelioth, which is a Outer Realms monstrosity.
Oh, form. Actually, I might have had something about this in one of our journals.
Well, you should definitely look it up, because there's a guy here, Icebelt.
Yes, you're the one you're warning me about.
Yeah, he's got some bad shit going on with whatever that is, and I feel pretty good saying that Icebelt isn't actually Icebelt. He's either possessed or a plant or something like that.
When you say plant, you mean like a tree?
Nope. Like a plant, like an actor.
Ah, I understand. Some people are literally trees. It's a weird world we live in.
Fair. But, yeah, I just wanted to let you know, he's not acting erratically because of a good thing. Pretty sure we witnessed Icebelt's actual body being pulled from what was clearly a jail cell earlier today, unless he has offspring.
and he was keeping one of them in very poor conditions.
Or a twin.
And who is it that recovered them?
That's privileged. I can't share that.
Any idea where he is now?
No clue. None whatsoever. We were the distraction in somebody else's game.
Well, this is good information. Wonderful information. I mean, not that somebody was potentially kidnapped, but that...
somebody was liberated from a possible jail cell?
Yes, that's... Well, the fact that if Lord Icebelt isn't who he says he is, then perhaps we might have a move to make against him there. We'll be in touch.
Yeah, that Xenonex thing, though, man, it's real...
Mm-hmm.
It's real bad. You should do some research on that before you go all in on that.
So. Yes, I will. It's been a while since I've read that particular Narastana journal, but I think I do recall reading something about it in one of them.
Mm. Okay. I remember now. yeah, okay. Yeah, I just wanted to keep you guys in the loop. Bye.
Miriam.
Should I have said more?
I don't know, you made me a promise. You didn't keep that promise.
Oh.
But it's okay.
Hey, Miriam.
Yes.
Inari says hi.
Give Inari my warmest regards.
Will do, bye. I feel like I do that and I hold it out to you.
Inari, you're sitting next to him, crackles to life.
Ha!
If you want to say hi, you could contact me yourself.
It's more fun this way, though.
He says, I wouldn't mind receiving
like
a phone call from
telephone.
You.
Like a game of telephone.
A sending stone call from you.
All right, I'll keep that in mind.
But it's more flirty that way.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
That's funny.
Okay. So, what are you all going to do? Are you going to spend the night here in this fancy hotel? Are you going to get the fuck out of the
protocol? I mean, it's what, like 9 o'clock?
Yeah. Late.
I say get the fuck out.
My God, this place, I don't like this place. I don't
want to
stab it
if you
sleep.
Can.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out.
Let's go.
I don't think there's any benefit in us staying the night.
Yeah, I don't like this place at all.
Yeah. So, I'll do a teleportation circle.
Where to?
Do you guys want to go back to Bronzeport? Like, where...
We left Bronzeport in a kerfuffle, didn't we?
The assassination?
Yeah.
You didn't leave in a kerfuffle. You left because it would be suspicious if you didn't leave.
Yeah. So
I mean, you could teleport to your camp.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah, let's just go to our camp.
Or, I guess, teleport.
I don't know why in my brain Camp Chaos is spelled with, like, a K. It just... feels right.
What's the big difference between teleportation circle and teleport?
A couple of levels.
Just the power.
And a teleport can take you anywhere. A teleportation circle takes you only to circles.
Oh.
And my view on it was always, don't use your highest level spell slot unless you have to.
Yeah. I'll just use my teleportation circle.
Mm-hmm. So you find yourselves back in your pleasant camp. You take a swig of alcohol.
I do. I take a bear, like, blah, 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 blah.
It burns going down, but otherwise has no effect on you.
Oh, thank God.
I think I pour myself the biggest glass of wine and take the longest bath.
Yeah, get clean.
Wash myself like 5 times.
Get clean.
How's my pineapple wine doing?
Ew.
It's coming along nicely.
Oh, good. I stir it with, like, a big paddle.
Why is there so much?
I eat a lot of pineapple.
This is just prison water.
It's in our toilet.
It is not in the toilet. I got a proper barrel.
Complain is spiritually offended.
Even in prison, I would find a plastic baggie. At least.
All right. So, you guys go to sleep?
Yeah.
All right, you all get some rest. Before you slam that long rest button.
Uh-oh.
Nari, make me a wisdom save.
No!
Oh my god!
With advantage?
Why would you have advantage?
I don't know. Because I won.
Because I won.
Wisdom save? Mm-hmm. Is this against being charmed?
No.
Ooh, not good, not good.
Here, you want to re-roll it?
Can I flash you in my sleep?
Only if you want to give it to me.
I do want to give it to you. I saw what you rolled.
Take that. No, no.
Oh,
is that worse?
Yeah. Okay. 8.
Wait, you only had one?
Okay.
You just... I rolled a 6.
Holy fucking
oh
shit,
my God.
Dude. No!
This is the dice Christ. Pulling it back on
right.
me.
You do not get the benefit of a
long rest.
I'm
still going to flash you, even though I don't think I'm going to.
And when you wake up, you take 11 points of psychic damage as your dreams are haunted by this unknowable shape.
Okay. Do I get a short rest? Or
you can take a short rest, yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't get the benefits of a long rest?
That's wild.
But you don't prepare your spells every day, right?
Oh, that also means you get an exhaustion level.
Ooh, fun. Exhausted. Could I have rolled for the 20 hit points that I missed during a short rest, or no?
Yeah, you could use your spin.
If you want, I can heal you.
Yeah, it's okay.
I mean, I guess we're not in a rush or anything, so you can just keep resting.
So yeah, you wake up, Inari, just like headache, like in a like just like a cold sweat, like your sheets are just damp.
You look awful.
I feel awful. I'm so tired.
What's going on?
I had dreams about that scary painting thing all night.
Hmm. Should we go get you exercised?
Oh.
Do you need a doctor?
I think I... Do I feel okay?
Romy,
Actually, someone who knows things will... Well, okay, never mind. You say what you were going to say first.
Let's say a medicine check.
Okay. And so...
Who's the wisest of us?
Medicine isn't...
Who's the doctor of the group?
Oh, it is wisdom. I'll do it. Can I do it?
I know. No.
Are you... No? Do you want to do it?
Oh, no. I always was confused why medicine is wisdom. That feels like it should be an intelligence thing.
Mm.
Well, that's because you have a lot of American media in your head, right? Mm. I think...
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Medicine woman, wise woman, those are not school things. Percipient? Do I have advantage?
Sure.
Wait, really?
Why would you question it? Just go!
Because I don't believe it.
Checks,
ooh,
yeah.
Good thing I had advantage.
He says you have advantage.
21.
Take
roll it before he changes.
Quick!
Fast!
No take backs.
It's like when your parents forget you're grounded. Don't ask questions, just go!
What day is it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have. It is the 3rd of Celia.
And so yesterday was the 2nd of Celia. S-C-I-L-I-A?
Two L's.
Okay. Yeah, 21.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
You don't find anything wrong with her. You don't...
Oops.
No telltale signs of possession as far as you can see.
Okay.
Maybe let's just wait and see how I sleep tonight.
Can I go out and get her a hot chocolate and a fancy pastry?
You sure can.
Because that always helps me when I'm not feeling my best.
You want to get it from Hokkaido or from Bronzeport?
I
like Hokkaido.
Probably Hokkaido.
I'm banging, like, soothing tea or something.
Well, that too, but also I feel like... we might get some side eye in Bronzeport still.
Mm-hmm. Our faces are still too fresh there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you head into Hokkaido. It's the early hours of the morning there.
I also feel like they'd have better pastries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just get like pick up some nice pastries and a very good looking hot chocolate for.
Yeah.
We also need to remember though we have an inn with the Temple of Iona because of Tony's good deed.
Mm-hmm.
So our faces are well known in Bronzeport at that temple specifically. So
oh, yeah.
That's true.
If we needed something, it'd be a good place to go.
Yeah.
And that's not where
Hannah is from, but she made a connection at that temple as well.
Yeah, that's where she was resurrected.
But I feel like it's like the exhaustion that the Dementors give in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And one of the things you give them is chocolate to recover.
Yep. It's true.
Just got a little blood sugar, you know?
Thank you.
It's all those theobromides. They really help.
All right, so you have a nice like mug of cocoa and a nice pastry.
It's so good. Thank you.
Well, I got one, too. I don't need it, but I love it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Pastry cheers.
I'm going
All right, so what do you want to do with your day?
Shit.
Just sort of relax and hang out because Inari's not feeling well?
Yeah. I mean, we don't have... We need to be planning our heist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We can also, like, do a less stressful activity, like researching the, Zenunex dude, Zenunex or whatever.
Well, that's what kept her that's up all something... night with nightmares. I don't think that's going to be helpful
that's
for
true.
Her.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I can't imagine the average library book is going to, like, be as horrifying, have something as horrifying in it as that painting.
I also don't know that that's anything we need to find more information about. Like, it's interesting, but it's also,
I'm
like...
I'm worried about her.
Yeah, I mean, if she continues to get worse,
yeah,
then yes, of course. But okay. I'm hoping that it's just like an exhaustion thing, and she'll kind of get better because she's away from it. And...
Yeah, if it seems like a seed has been planted, then that's a problem.
Yeah,
and we should address it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any seeds planted.
I mean, I think we just the freaking. Diamond Heist is at the end of this month.
Yeah.
So...
That's what I was thinking.
We need to get our shit together.
We used up our things, so I don't know how that's going to go down now.
Well, I mean, we're on a time limit.
Well,
there's no other...
The party's going to go after midnight, so...
True enough.
You'll get your tattoos back mid-party.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually a really great point.
Yeah. I wonder if that was just a coincidence.
A coincidence.
Oh. Can I see my folder so I can look at the map? I mean, obviously you're going in as a hot bitch. That's your whole deal.
I want to be a hot bitch.
You can.
I'll be a twink. I'll come in. Hot bitch twink.
Ooh, Tony, I'm excited to see this.
Do you want to try and get a date with Yurgo?
Me?
Yeah.
She's got a plus one. She's going to Harita.
Yeah. Oh, you're going with Harita. Right.
I think I've dated enough scumbags for the next...
Yes, I was just about to say you've already done a lot.
Unless absolutely necessary.
Well, and the one thing I remember most strongly about this map is that it's one directional. Like, there's... You have to go all the way through the whole fucking... thing in order to get to the vault.
Mm.
Well, I guess you can go through here and then down through here up to this, because that's the other stair, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we could get into the servant area, but the kitchen's only on the first floor, right?
Yeah.
There's no up from there?
The kitchen has stairs that go
down
to the first floor.
But not up to the third?
Right.
Okay, yeah. So in order to get the third, we've got to get to this stair on the second floor. And this has stairs down to the...
To the balcony. Yeah, first floor. Or, second... No, that stairs up to the third floor balcony.
Oh, up to the third floor balcony?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but those there's
faster.
always a guards posted.
There we go.
Those.
Yeah, that's okay though.
Ooh, I love it.
Nice.
Yes.
That's interesting.
I wish I had.
Share it in the Sunday group so we can see.
Yeah. I also found another one. I'm going to see if I can figure.
Now that we're actually getting closer to this, I'm going to finally rip these apart. Is that okay?
It's yours to do it as you will.
Okay. So, this is interesting.
And I can share. I can put it in the battle map view, too. So
oh, yeah. So, here's where we would come in. I don't know how. Does it need to be turned the other way?
I think.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we have to read. I mean,
yeah. So here's where we would enter, like, at the party. Do we know if there's going to be entry anywhere in the menagerie, in the back of the house?
One second, I'm going to do something different here real quick.
Okay.
If you do, like, take pictures of the map and send it, I think it would be easiest to kind of have it on my phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you want to do that.
Okay. You got it?
I'm going to have a shadow in it, but...
That is A-okay.
I just sent my two perspective outfits.
Ooh. Let's see. Let us see.
I like both of them. I guess the second one's classier.
Nice. Yeah, but
I feel
first
like the first
more
one is
fabulous.
More fun, but
yeah.
He would stand out more.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Will he, though, considering that this is a party for really, really rich people?
I feel like you should go with the first one.
That's fair. I guess in my brain, and I'm operating under real-world logic where men dress really boring... like, we've all seen the Met Gala, like...
Oh, yeah, well, that's garbage anyway.
Those are men afraid to take chances.
Yeah.
Whew.
Okay. So thank you for the map. This is a lot easier, because the...
I guess it's kind of hard to read the text on that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I can't read the text on the thing. But this is good. It still helps to know, like, where you guys are pointing, though,
yeah,
if we're going to be using the map, so.
So you said there's no entry into the menagerie. Everybody's going to be coming into the entry hall, right?
Yes, everybody will be going into the entry hall. There'll be guards posted at the other entrances to the building.
Are there other entrances? So just the balcony?
The balcony and then the backyard, the sunroom.
Sunroom goes out into... Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Do you all have invitations to the party, or are you getting in somehow?
That's probably the first step of the play you need to figure out. You're getting in with Farida.
Mm-hmm.
How are the three of you getting in?
Do you need to...
Also, you're now famous in this town.
Yeah.
And...
Maybe...
I think I could get an invitation. So we just need to find someone that... Yeah.
Well, so follow-up question... Is there going to be anti-magic stuff to, like, disable glamours and stuff whenever we go in? Do we know?
That's a question you could ask Farida.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're doing this, like, in-game, right?
Yeah. You guys are in your camp looking at these maps.
In our camp, do I know what time... It is, compared to Bromsport.
Yeah. I would say you woke up probably morning in Bromsport.
Okay.
So it's like mid-morning there by the time you get your pastries and stuff.
Hey, bitch. Are you free right now to talk?
Hey, bitch, yeah. She says, what's up?
We're doing some planning about, when I'm going to join you at the party at the end of the month.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I just had some, me too, some questions about security and things, just, you know, so I'm aware. I would wink if I could, but I can't. Have you been informed of any sort of, like, security measures or magic or anti-magic measures or anything?
She's Well, how about the next time we're in town, you're in town, we talk about it.
Mm. Okay. Sounds good.
Doesn't want to talk over sending. Oh, maybe she's with somebody else.
Yeah. All right.
It's weird. Okay.
What are you doing this week?
She says normal stuff. She says, are you going to be in town?
I can be. Whenever you'd like me to be.
She says, oh, I'm here today.
All right. I'm sure I can make it work.
Nice. Well, just let me know when you're here.
Will do. Okay. So, yeah, we should think through questions.
Yeah.
And I can
yeah.
ask. Let me write these down so I don't forget.
Yeah.
You can also just invite her to your camp.
Oh
yeah.
Your camp is in Bronzeport.
Oh, yeah.
She's been here before.
Are you free right now?
She says, I've got, like, a couple of meetings, but nothing I can't, like, shrug off if I need to.
Well, feel free to come over.
Oh, you're all at your camp?
Uh-huh.
Doesn't she want plausible deniability about this situation?
Yeah, which is why she didn't want to talk about it over a sending stone.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Great.
Yeah, right. No rush, but whenever you're free.
Yeah, it'll be like a half hour.
All right.
Nice. Okay. So, anti-magic stuff. Does she have any suggestions for how we could get in, the three of us?
But I mean, that's all stuff we can ask her when she's here, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just thinking out loud.
Yeah.
I almost wonder if, like, this might be stupid, but since my tattoo works and it's gonna, you know, refresh at midnight, and I have invisibility. And subtle casting. Maybe when we get there, if there's a good moment, I maybe subtle cast invisibility on myself and poke around and see if I can figure anything out. And then if I am in a bad situation, I go to you guys. Do I know if my invisibility would drop if I use the tattoo?
Would not.
It would not. Okay, yeah.
That's good.
Because it drops when you cast a spell or make an attack, right?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's not... I mean, we could still get in a bad situation, because if something happens to me and I can't get back to you guys.
Yeah.
But it's a possibility.
Well, and you got the hole, so... Oh,
there he goes.
Do you have detect magic? Do you have a wand of detect magic?
I don't think so.
Uh-oh. Did we lose land?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, I'm working on it.
No, I just have to take points.
It's my fault.
We're still here.
I swear we had a wand of detect magic.
I've got a detect magic spell. I'm seeing if I've got a scroll. But, I mean, I could just have it ready.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking if you're off by yourself, we don't want you in Tony's position of, I'm going to open this chest and, oh, holy shit, a mimic got me.
The other thing is we could buy scrolls. I think it might be a good idea to buy scrolls for this.
Yeah.
So, like, detect magic would be good.
Mm-hmm.
We could get extra invisibility spells, so you guys could have them, too.
Well, also, I can't cast magic at all. Like, there's nothing I can do.
Or, like... potion or
is there a potion of invisibility?
Yeah.
Hey, that
it's
would do
very
it.
Expensive.
Oh. I mean, I don't have that much money anymore, but oh, it did it again. It's weird that it keeps doing that.
Oh, it's because I disconnected from my virtual.
I'm also curious. It's weird that they have the diamonds on the third floor, because you would think that you'd go underneath and not above, but because they're on the top floor. Is there any way for us to go through
entrance.
The roof?
No.
There's the balcony.
Yeah.
And the bed chambers.
Do we know if the balcony is guarded on both ends or just at the bottom?
Both.
Okay.
Well, you got your... If you were invisible, you've got your magic carpets. You've got climbing abilities.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, obviously I'd go with you, so I'd be invisible.
Yeah.
I can't send Tony by himself anywhere. That's not okay.
Well, and that's another thing, too, is if you guys sneak in and get up there, and I'm with Harita, I can use my tattoo to get up there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go here, and then you know, if you could get there, then we don't have to deal with any of this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not having to deal with that shit is really big.
Yeah.
I think
so, too. Yeah. Because I just keep imagining, like, a Mission Impossible, like, dropping from the ceiling situation.
Well, and this is okay, so question about this setup. Do I know, is this an anti-magic section and then the vault is not?
So the people who got this intel have never been in the vault.
Okay, so the whole vault could be anti-magic.
Could be.
We do know that it's a private sanctum, right?
Yes.
Permanently cast.
Mm-hmm. The whole floor.
The whole floor. Oh, you can't bump up there then.
Oh.
So it's not...
Even the balcony?
That, you don't know. It may not be.
Okay. So keep that in mind then. Well, and also, it's not a horrible idea. Oh my god. Bitch, you just got that new spell. Enthrall.
Mm-hmm.
You keep him occupied. Or you keep his weird bug guy occupied.
Wait, what?
Bug guy?
Yeah,
I don't know. Oh, yeah, I forgot about the bug guy.
Yeah, the freaky guy. But you keep them enthralled. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe they're not paying attention to us.
It's only a minute.
Oh,
but,
shit. And but... then they probably know, right?
Doesn't say.
Chris?
Yes, I think they
know. Okay.
But it doesn't
say. If I'm enthralled by the lights in the sky.
Well, it's a distracting string of words. Causing...
Well, and they're focused on her, not lights in the sky, right?
Oh, you know, actually, I think Enthrall may have gotten a boost.
Oh.
Because, yeah, I think it used to be pretty obvious that you were the one casting it, and I don't think it is anymore.
Uh-huh.
I think...
Plus, with subtle spell.
Yeah. That's a good idea. If it works, it's a good idea. Or, like, if it... I mean, it's a good idea either way. But...
Mm. Yeah, I think going in from the top is a really good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, if we have psychic whispers, I'm happy to stay down unless you need me.
Mm.
But wait, so the anti-magic room we know... Wait, so why did psychic whispers not work in the place I was just at?
Anti-magic.
Well,
no,
that's interesting.
No.
Anti-magic has not blocked your psychic whispers before.
And has...
But it did in this room for some reason.
Has Private Sanctum?
Private Sanctum was what's preventing them from teleporting into it.
Yeah, but have we done psychic whispers?
You have.
And it's
been
it
fine?
Goes through, yeah, because the Ajuba
okay.
Tower is a private
yeah.
sanctum.
Okay. So it was something else.
Yeah.
So it was two things. Like, it was
anti-magic
a private sanctum and something that kept the psychic whispers from
yeah,
working.
Whatever the fuck that was.
When you think back to that room, like, you just get, like, a chill down your spine.
Uh-oh.
It could just be the psychic emanation.
You take a point of
psychic. No! Oh, bitch, you gotta go to the doctor. Oh, no.
I just go,
What was that?
I don't like that room.
What?
I was thinking about the room.
Yeah.
Thinking
we need to go
that?
To the... Is it the temple that's going to be the best place for her?
Temple of Iona, I think.
Yeah, let's... Chocolate and pastries isn't working.
Yes, right!
But are we right. just coming over?
Probably later today. That's fine.
Do you know when?
She's going to be here in half an hour.
Yeah.
She said.
Soon, yeah.
Okay, let's wait for Parita. You can have your little conversation. Then we're going to the
straight
temple.
To the doctor.
Right.
Yeah, that's unsettling. I don't like it. Don't like it. Okay.
This is fun.
Here, have some more chocolate.
Thank you.
Shems, what do you want to do in this whole shtick?
Like with the heist?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to...
Oh, God, I don't...
Do you want to try breaking an entry, or do you want to try to keep an eye on things on the first floor?
I am not what anyone would call stealthy. nor am I observant. So I don't actually know.
But having you around would be good.
I think you'll be helpful in getting into the vault.
Yeah. This potion of invisibility would be good.
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah, that's
a
true. Invisibility would help.
I mean, we're rich, so I think we'll be
yeah.
able to afford
yeah.
a potion of invisibility or two.
Yeah, how much would that cost?
Would I be able to make the potions at any kind of discount or something like that? Because I know I have a bunch of, what's the word?
Invisibility.
I have a bunch of ingredients, but I also have residuum.
Residuum. Mm. Oh, yeah, that would give you a discount, the residuum. The potions are 5,000 gold pieces apiece.
Mm. Okay. I do not have any money. I am out.
Okay.
I do.
I can pick up one.
I got two.
Oh, I don't have that much. I thought I did.
Well, we all spent it on that pit. So how much money do we actually have?
Well, and what did I say the residuum gave you a discount of?
10 grand.
So yeah, if you could use that residuum to make two potions.
Okay.
Yeah, and I have 8 grand in gold, like, on me, so I can buy one.
I've got 25.
So if I buy one, Tony buys one, and then we use my residuum.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you guys can cast invisibility.
Yeah, I was gonna buy one for the people that can.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Why am I saying yeah?
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't need.
How much does a scroll of invisibility cost?
5,000 gold.
Oh, also 5,000. Okay, so it's not worth it. Because we're gonna have to have two. Because as soon as we go into the vault,
sorry, you said scroll, not a potion. It's a invisibility.
Well, every
first
single one of a.
No.
Second, isn't it?
First or second?
I think second.
The three of us can cast invisibility on ourselves, or cast it on other people.
Oh, yeah. So you guys.
So you are the only one that needs a potion.
Yeah, and the scrolls are only 250.
But you use a scroll, you have to maintain concentration.
Fair enough.
With potions, you don't.
Yeah.
That's.
Oh, I can cast invisibility on somebody. A creature you touch becomes invisible until the spell ends.
I still think it'd be good to have like a backup, just in case.
Yeah,
well,
a scroll
and
you, potion.
And like you said, not because you can't cast it on more than one person unless you upcast, and then you're holding concentration.
Right.
Which is, the potion.
Well, they only need to be invisible. They don't need to be invisible for that long.
How long does invisibility last?
1 hour.
Oh, so
an hour.
Okay. Because we gotta be invisible flying in to get to the balcony.
Yeah.
Figuring out all that, so, okay.
Right. So.
What are the odds that one of the guards would just have true sight? Or something?
I mean, if that's the case, then we're done before we ever started, so let's just pretend that's not gonna happen.
I don't know, but I mean, even if that is true, like, we can also, like, kinda pew-pew them before we. Like, they can do it.
Well, and we don't, it's not like we have to behave like, you know, bulls in a china shop. We can actually try our hardest to be stealthy while we're invisible.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what I'm going to say about the heist. Because I don't, so basically, the worst part of a D&D heist is you spend 6 hours planning, and then the whole plan goes to shit.
Yeah. Right.
So I will have you guys, obviously the heist is still a little ways away.
A month, yeah.
And so what I will say is, you'll need to come up with a way to get in, but once you do that, I'm going to borrow some rules from another game called Blades in the Dark.
Mm-hmm.
And how that does heists is basically you all have a fixed number of points. You can spend those points to say that you've brought, like retroactively say that you've brought gear for things. So basically, instead of having to plan everything up front, you can plan things in the moment, but then say, I brought this with me. And then you'll also be able to improvise things and say, before we did this heist, we went back and did this to help us in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a pool of points for that. Basically, what I'm going to say is every day that you spend like kind of planning in Bronzeport will increase that pool of points.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But basically, what I don't want this to be is like we're going to spend the next 3 sessions just kind of arguing about the plan, and then we do the heist and then
yeah.
it's
and
all
it
different.
Just
anyway.
Crumbles.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense. That's cool.
So can I just, like, pitch questions that I have and that counts as part of my planning?
Is your, how long is your character spending time actually doing the planning in the city?
Okay. Cool.
All right. So just kind of like the, I was thinking about that. I was trying to make it as fun as possible.
That sounds fun.
And so, yeah, after a little bit, there's a mock at the Bronzeport door.
I let her in so that she sees Inari behaving.
I don't know, did you come down with a bad case of melodrama?
Exactly.
Hey, bitch, you okay?
I'm fine.
No, you're not.
Just scary things.
No, she needs to be soothed. To go to her.
Chocolate isn't working.
She says, "What happened?"
Something scary.
Don't ask her about it. It hurts her head.
Yeah, maybe you just cover your ears and I'll tell her what happened. She saw a painting so horrifying that it's causing her damage, and she didn't sleep. And we need to take her to the temple before the end of the day to see if they can shake it off of her.
Violence.
Imagine seeing a painting so horrifying that it psychically damaged you.
That's awful. Where did you see this painting at?
Carthol.
Oh.
We're not talking about it to her because she thought about it in a passing thought earlier today and took more damage.
Well, let's go to the temple now. I don't want you to be in pain. She takes your hands and removes them from your hands. I don't want you to be in pain. Let's go get this taken care of now, and we can talk about the party.
I'm so tired. I need to be carried.
She says, "What a problem."
I walk behind and just...
she casts Tenzer's floating disc.
And now that I've got her, I'm like, oh, okay.
She kind of, like, pulls some cushions off of your bed and puts them in the
You're so kind to me.
Fully laughing.
I give Aria a blanket, like a shelf blanket.
I will say my speed is slower. Not that much slower, but it is slower, so. Yeah.
Wait, does it lower your speed? Oh, I thought it was just minus two.
Minus two to everything and minus five to your speed for every level, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Wow, okay.
It's like when your legs are sore.
Yeah.
Walking funny.
Yeah, it felt like you did like a really big leg day and then did another really big leg day the next day. Like an idiot.
Like an idiot.
Like an absolute dumbass.
All right, so you hop on the floating disc, you float over to the temple, which is actually really close to this.
Yeah.
It's just down the street from your hideout. as you walk down the street, you see some people gawping, and like Rita says, "Mind your own fucking business." Yeah. And they see Councilwoman Harita telling him that, and they're going to scurry off.
Thank you.
So no paparazzi.
No paparazzi.
All right, so you you head to Bronzeport Temple of Iona, where you see Keeper, what's her name, Pokonos?
Sounds pretty.
Keeper Pyknos.
Pyknos.
The ancient Loxodon priest of Iona. And there, in prayer, as you all come in, a very, just a very striking scene of Anare being, being brought in this makeshift palanquin. Keeper Pyknos finishes her prayer and just turns around and just sort of snorts out of her trunk a little bit and says, what's going on here?
I am malaise. Is that the word?
Malaise, I think, is malaise. The word. Though I sometimes get like that after I get malaise. She says, "Though that hasn't happened in many years."
Is this Pyknos saying this? LOL.
We all go through our dry spells.
She says, "When you get to my age, it's an all dry spell."
Yeah, so I might have some evil force attached to me, and we're trying to figure out if I do, so we thought maybe, if you guys have the time.
She looks at her, like, empty temple. I said, "Yeah, I think we have the time." Right. Especially for you lot, she says, giving Tony a big smile.
Nice.
Wink.
You say wink when you wink?
Yeah.
Of course.
All right, so she takes you up to the altar, and she says, how about, are you comfortable moving?
Yeah, I'm fine.
And she leans down and lifts you up with her big, strong, locks it on arms, and lays you on the altar, and cast a couple of spells and does some prayers, and she says, after about an hour, she says, "Well, I've done every test I can think of, said every prayer I can. There's nothing wrong with you."
Uh-oh.
She says, I think you, so what happened?
Take it.
Okay, I explain. Very evil picture. Painting by Xenonex, the prophet of Zelioth. And looking at it gave her a lot of damage multiple times. And then today she thought of it casually and also took damage. She's also exhausted, didn't sleep last night.
Oh, yeah, she cast Restoration on you, so your exhaustion level is gone.
Yay!
Thank you.
She says, she kind of leans down and takes your hand and says quietly, just for you to hear. She says, my child, there's nothing wrong with you. She says, you've been through a very traumatic incident involving forces of a vast alien evil. She says, you'll be fine with time.
Are you sure, though? Because I feel like I've been through shit before. And this seems like less so than some of the other shit I've been through.
She says, there are forces out there that are incomprehensible to mortal brains. She says, these things take a toll when we try to comprehend them. But I think the good news is that you didn't.
You didn't pass that intelligence save. Shot down.
She says, I think your bad dreams last night were just your brain trying to process what had happened to it.
Alright.
And any residual damage, because it's such a weird, hit points are such a weird abstract comp. Yeah. Any weird, you know, psychic pain that you may have gone through today is just an aftershock. I have a feeling that given another night or two of sleep that you will feel fine again. Alright. She says with a very comforting aura of an ancient Loxodon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Alright, she says, now go be with your friends. Gay tidings will cure any ailment.
Thank you. I really do appreciate it, and for dealing with my dramatics.
She says, I've dealt with more dramatic, but less, less serious events.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, that's good.
Alright, so, I guess we don't need to share that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
So Haria says, all right, well, sounds like you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
All right. She picks up the pillows and dismisses the levitation.
Oh, now we have to haul all these pillows back.
I mean, if you want to carry me back, that's fine, too.
Haria says, I think you can walk.
Yeah.
You got one gimme.
Maybe we just put the pillows and the blanket on that.
All right, so you head back to Camp Chaos, where you can grill Harita on questions about security, and that's where we'll start next 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, our next session.
No!
I know! I don't like it.
Sorry.
No. Hopefully I'll have a new employee by then.
Yeah.
We'll have a wonderful time in Victoria.
Yeah.
And in the town as well.
I'll be in Portland.
Portland, right?
Oh, yeah. Portland, you...
Yeah.
Okay.
This one's the wedding,
this
and then
the wedding. Yeah.
Victoria's
coming
up. Oh,
you were going to Victoria the weekend after with your mom, right?
Yeah, but we're going in February now.
Okay. So.
Thanks. Good. That's far enough away. It's not going to interrupt my D&D time. It's very important.
I mean, it'll still interrupt your D&D.